Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Petey Mac.
And it's your boy, Big Keith, man.
And welcome to the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast, man.
What's up, people? You dig?
Who are you, motherfucker?
This your boy, Big Keith, checking in, baby.
Hey, this your boy, Petey Mac, man. Yesterday, man, me and Big Keith went to the Kempinski Hotel out here in Djibouti, Africa.
If y'all don't know, y'all think Djibouti is what y'all see on TV.
Well, it is what you see on TV at 3 in the morning on the information, the infomercials.
But, you know, it's a lot better than what y'all probably think. It's beautiful scenery, mountains, there's beaches, you know. And if you go through the beat up town.
That man, fuck all there. That. Talk about the yams. We didn't care about all those yams out there. We saw yams.
Yams.
I'm talking about yams.
What are you talking about?
Women.
Who seen them?
We was at the Kempinski.
Who was looking for them?
I was looking for them. I don't know about you.
Hey.
I was looking for them. That's what I was talking about. You can say all that. I was looking at man, that thing jumped like a trampoline yesterday, boy. Oh, my goodness. It was whatever flavor woman you wanted. Black, white, Chinese, Latin, tall, short, fat, skinny. They was out there.
I'm going to tell y'all, this man Pete is speaking for his goddamn self.
You damn right I'm speaking for my goddamn self. You damn right. I'm single.
He is speaking for his self.
I'm single. I'm single. They was out there. Just all of them. Just
a whole lot of Henny, though. The Henny. Yes, sir.
Oh, my Jesus Christ, man. It was...
Shit, let's get into it. So...
So yesterday,
let me start off by saying to my beautiful siblings, Kyle, Kevin, and Cordelia. In the very off chance that someone takes my life from me, and then you guys go to court and openly embrace this guy or a girl or whoever it is, and you hug this person who has taken my life, I'm gonna haunt you. I'm gonna come back as a ghost, and I'm literally gonna haunt you for the rest of your life. Like, that's completely out of line.
For those of y'all who's not hip to what why Big Keith made
no,
that,
I think everybody is.
Well, for those, it might be some people on there. As y'all know, we were talking about Amber Geiger. That's the fired Dallas police officer who, while she was just getting off of duty, while she was still employed by the Dallas Police Department, walked into Botham John's apartment. In her, who was a neighbor in her apartment complex, and shot him dead because she thought it was true because she thought she walked into the wrong apartment. For those of y'all who do not know, she was found guilty.
Surprisingly, I'm surprised. She was indicted.
Her sentence was 10 years.
10 years.
But I'm not surprised because I knew she was going to get 10. I knew the bitch was going to get 10. I told people, she won't get over a dime. And she'll be back on the streets in 4 years, bro. I guarantee you.
She got to do 5, though.
Well, 4 or 5, she's going to be back on the street.
She got to do 5. But she'll that's be back a very, on very small price to pay for a very big crime that she had committed. And those tears didn't fool me.
The brother, his Botham John's brother, who hugged her, which is some fuck shit. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian, but I ain't there. I don't think I'll ever be there. I'm not even mad about him because some people say forgiveness and all that. It's the judge who I'm mad at.
You're right, bro.
The judge, Judge Tammy Kemp, or Mammy Tammy, as I'm going to call her, Mammy Tammy, went over there and hugged this woman. Hugged this woman who'd been found guilty by a jury of her peers. Gave the woman a comforting, soothing hug. Every time I seen black men go to court, I ain't never seen a judge come down there and hug us.
Let's not even, at that point, let's not even take it there. But at the same time, you are officer of the law, and you're supposed to maintain a certain point of objectivity. You're an officer of court.
Oh, no, she went the only one in there because the court officer, bailiff, she was fixing up Amber Geiger's hair. It was just a bunch of coon shit all through that courtroom. But you know what I found out why Judge Tammy Demp did that? She's trying to run for district circuit court judge out there.
Well, if it got anything to do with me, it's like you openly embrace a criminal. That would deter my vote.
Openly embracing a criminal in court? I'm pretty sure that's for, because you got to remember, you got to understand this, Texas big on the guns and law and football and God. That's America. That's as America as you can get. So she knew what she was doing. She don't care about me and you.
What Tammy Kemp look like?
She black, but she'll find out sooner or later. She'll find out. I can tell she sold her soul out of there, because I can see all through the proceedings, she like, looked like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is horrible. She sold her soul for that endorsement.
What Tammy Kemp look like?
Me and you.
She gonna be in for a rude awakening.
Oh no, bitch.
She gonna say none of that, whatever she did saved her.
Oh no, but speaking of who got a rude awakening, Miss Stacy Dash got a rude awakening. Stacy Dash was arrested this past week at her Florida home. She got into a dispute with her husband, white guy, of course. And why did she have a dispute with her husband? Her stepdaughter jumped in her face, and she told her, get out my face. And the stepdaughter wouldn't get out of her face, so she pushed her out the way. So and then she called the police department to try to talk about what was going on.
So wait a minute, time out.
And guess what?
So she put her hands on the stepdaughter.
She told her, she shoved her out of her face.
And then called the police.
Well, she called the police, told her she got in her face, she told them not to get out of there. And she called the police thinking they were gonna come to her aid. She went into custody.
She was the only person that did something. Why was she called?
No, because if you heard the call, they were still in the back, like arguing and threatening her.
They can argue all day. Did the husband put her hands on Stacy? His hands.
Said the man put in a chokehold.
He put her in a chokehold.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to jail?
Yep.
And she called the police?
Yep.
I'm glad.
I am too.
Get that thug off the streets.
Yeah.
Stacy Dash is a thug, and she needs to be safe.
No, no, but the story get funnier. Because when she went to jail, get what she put down, listen to herself at jail, as her color. She put she was white.
Cool.
She put she was white.
She should have put...
But this is what made me funny. How you gonna be white and your middle name is Loretta? Stacy Dash's middle name is Loretta. She's Stacy Loretta Dash.
Well, just not a big Stacy Dash fan. Not a big Stacy Dash kind of guy.
I ain't either. I used to be. I used to think she was show enough the shit. And then after she said that stupid shit when she got on there talking about the image, they shouldn't have the image award, and they shouldn't have BET. Now, I ain't gonna lie, when she said the shit about BET, at that time, BET was in the shuttle. So I'm like, I kind of feel where you're coming from with that. But then when you said we shouldn't have the image award, like, oh, bitch, you on your own. Hush all that damn food talk. I'm gonna say, hush all that damn food talk.
See, the thing is, Stacey, Morgan Freeman says some of the same shit like that too, right?
I have never heard Morgan Freeman say anything like that.
Morgan Freeman said, if we want to be the same and get rid of Black History Month and all that shit, he was like, do you want a Jewish History Month? The guy was like, no. And then he was like, so why should I have Black History Month and stuff? Morgan Freeman said that further separates us, right? So...
But I think Morgan Freeman.
I think of him differently now.
But Morgan Freeman has been around since the beginning of time, so he's the one that narrated when God had made light. God decided to make light.
But Morgan Freeman and the difference between Morgan Freeman and Stacey Dash, Stacey Dash kept going with the shit.
Now Morgan Freeman realized, like, he's like, I fucked up. The niggas do not like me anymore. Maybe I should play my role and just sit down.
Morgan Freeman.
I can't hate Joe Clark. That's Joe Clark. I can't hate Joe Clark, man.
Death gonna die before Morgan Freeman, boy. I tell you that.
He gonna narrate them. The Grim Reaper decided to come.
Who's gonna play Morgan Freeman in his biopic?
I don't know. That is good. That's a good question.
No, speaking of, bro, I heard that new Joker movie, fire.
I've heard other people say it was so boring they just couldn't get into it. I've heard mixed reviews on that Joker movie.
Bro, they said, wasn't that Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
They say he put Heath Ledger shit to shame. And you know Heath Ledger shit was fire.
It cost him his life because he got embedded into that role. My favorite Joker though gonna always be Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Because he brought like a sense of gangsterism to it.
Yeah.
And he was still, because all this stuff, this is like the psychotic and neurotic, and it's a bunch of sociopathic shit they doing. He was just simply the Joker. He was just evil and funny.
These motherfuckers are selling. They like, what Heath Ledger do? Locked himself.
He locked himself in a padded room, I think, for like
2 months.
Like 2-3 months.
And just went and just really broke.
And just really broke.
Yeah, he broke, alright.
No, that ain't man. Shout out to Heath Ledger.
R.I.P. bro.
Yeah, because that was
Shit, it was a hell of a role. I don't think it was worth his life, though.
No, I'm going to tell you, when I first saw it, I thought the Joker, his Heath Ledger's joke, I thought he was funny. When I first saw it, was it Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah,
Returns is the last. I'm getting that mixed up with Batman Returns from 92. That was the second one of that trilogy. So it's Dark Knight Rises. But no, I thought he was funny until he had that thing where he was recording the guy. He was like, "You think Gotham's a better place? Look at me. I'm sitting there laughing. Look at me." I said, "Oh shit." This thing got dark.
This was, bro.
Woo.
I never watched the Suicide Squad with Jared Leto.
Mad about Suicide Squad because they sold Jared Leto as being the joke, and I'm like, I'm down for it. The motherfucker was only in the movie for 8 fucking minutes.
For real?
He was in there for 8 minutes. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Because for those of y'all don't know, my favorite superhero villain is the Joker. I love the Joker. And which is actually why I'm happy about the Joker movie that's coming out, because they're taking on, because like there's one story arc where the Joker was a failed stand-up comedian. So I like it from the stand-up comedian aspect. They're taking that on in this in the Joker movie. They're going that route with it. So that's why I like it.
Okay.
Because it deal with the stand-up comedian aspect of it. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna see it. When I found out, I was like, oh, here they doing a stand-up comedian story off. Oh yeah, I'm in there for that.
Yeah, I need to look at that. What other movies is coming out?
I don't know, man.
We saw Out of the Loop out here,
man,
bro.
I
didn't even know there was a Joker movie out until I got on Facebook.
I knew I saw it a couple months ago. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I'm in there for that. I don't know what else, but power's rolling strong, man. We just saw the new episode. We ain't gonna ruin it for y'all, but oh man. Man, from the opening scene to the closing scene, like, oh, this.
R.I.P., man. To the best character on the show. I'll let y'all figure out who that is.
He was not the best character.
He wasn't, bro. He was funny, though. He was a stupid motherfucker.
I'm surprised you ain't clown on him for having his certain way he wore some of his clothes. I really thought you was gonna clown him about a certain way he wore his clothes. Because he wore a certain piece of article clothing that you were always getting on people by. They jeans.
We can't go too much.
That's why I said.
RIP though, man. Damn.
But yeah, man, you almost made me mad too, because you want to put on that damn Empire, man. Like, I was like, come on, man, I just seen last season.
Bro, I ain't never seen it. I just turned it on just to see where it was at, because I stopped watching season 3. I turned it on to see where it was at. And as you can see, I could only take 6 minutes.
Like I told you. Like I said, I'm only watching it because Ryan Nicole Brown is on it. That's it.
You could literally Google her and look at her, but instead...
No, that's creepy.
You waste your time for an hour worth of bullshit just to see one character that you can Google and look at every day.
That's kind of weird when you say it like that.
No, it's the truth.
No, that's weird.
It's the truth.
So you sit there and you ogle Scarlett Johansson?
What show is she in? And first of all, I wouldn't watch a show just because of her, even if it was a bad show.
No, right? I do that. If it's an actor or actress I like, I will watch it off the strength of you.
Why?
I'm dedicated to people like shit. I watch As Good As It Gets, and you do. It's a movie with Jack Nicholson called As Good As It Gets. He plays this guy with OCD. I watched it. Because Cuba Gooding Jr. was in it. He was barely in it, but Cuba Gooding Jr. was in it. And then, matter of fact, Avon Barksdale had one scene in it.
Avon Barksdale.
Yeah, he was a bus boy.
What's his real name?
His real name is David. No, Sherwin is not his first name. I think it's David Sherwin Harris. What? Why would he not go with David Harris? Why would you go with Sherwin Harris?
You know how many David Harrises there is in just the state of Mississippi?
I don't know, but I damn sure ain't going to be Sherwin.
Bro, you gotta like when out. I was when it's I was 1,000 motherfucking David Harris.
But I'm saying, like, bro, when I first saw Above the Rim, I was like, who the fuck was that play Motaw? Sherwin Harris.
Bro, he's always Ace Boogie to me, bro. Nah. Ace Boogie.
He gonna be Julius Campbell. He gonna be Motaw, followed by Ace Boogie, then Avon Barksdale, and then Julius Campbell.
Julius Campbell, baby. Julius Campbell.
That was, man, I can't, boy. Man, speaking of football, we talking about football, high school football. So, you heard about that boy in Memphis, Tennessee?
Hey, look.
They vote him homecoming queen.
So, Salute to White Station High
School. No, fuck White Station High School.
Bro, I played ball with some guys from White Station.
Well, that's
Salute to Chief. No. Willie Maul.
No.
Y'all, salute to my guys.
Bro. I don't think they would have liked that at their high school, man.
Look, them folks said that school was so big, they never heard of some of the people they graduated.
They probably did, but you know somebody's name on the ballot. I mean,
they said it was a school like 3,000 people.
We getting away from the top. I don't give a damn about how big the school is. I'm all for like gay rights and all that, but that's a lot. No.
Why he ain't just run for king though?
That's what I want to know. Like,
was he transgender?
No, he wasn't transgender. That was a man.
He was just a man.
Somebody said you running for homecoming king. They said yeah, need to be up out there running the goddamn ball in the game. The mama, that man out there. That's good. That was a man out there.
There's a lot of blurred lines with that shit, right? Because at one point, if the young man was transgender, he wanted to run for queen, by all means. If you think you're a girl, then run with the girls, bro.
That was a dude.
But if you a hard dude with a you got a beard, bro.
This motherfucker looked like he could apply for Social Security. That's how manly he looked. Old and manly he looked. He do nothing but slap on the dress.
See, that's crazy, bro.
He didn't do nothing but slap on the damn dress. That's all he did.
All he did was put on the dress.
That's it. I saw the picture.
Was it a joke? Why would they?
I don't know. I'm not with that.
I'm not with that. If he was,
because he could have been the homecoming king, and I know from some gay dudes I know he could have got friends. There's some gay dudes I know that if they weren't gay, they take the girl.
They be the best dressed.
Yeah, they be.
Why you think they're ahead of all the fashion? You know, they the best dressed.
I said that. Boy, when I blow up big, man, my style is gonna be a gay dude. Screw all that. I'm trying to get suited and booted. I knew a dude on my ship that was gay. That man had all the fresh J's. Oh man, and his cologne. But I used to have to ask him what his cologne was, because he was an asshole too. Like, what's your cologne? You ain't getting this shouted. I'm like, man, come on. Punk, not that type of punk fool. I don't think somebody trying to be sassy. Man, that dude.
And then, you know, some of them, they letting, you know, you could, if you identify as a female, like, you can compete in female sports.
Yeah, man, it was some little boy I seen not too long ago. He won the state title in female wrestling. Right. Ain't no way in the hell I'd have been the daddy. Let daddy be my daughter out there, and this fool sitting there pissing, oh, you little bitch.
Bro, it's crazy because we can't deny the fact that just that we're built different. You know what I'm saying? You can't. The anatomy and structure of a male and a female body is just different, bro. Like, regardless if you think you're a female, until you go do the treatments and you slice your meat off and you taking the motherfucking estrogen and doing the treatments and shit like that, you're still a man.
You remember, were you in the Navy at the time when they made us sit through that transgender training?
When was that?
You must have been before. I think it was 2016. No, before you got in. It was like 2016. They were talking about how it was. They're gonna have gender. I mean, train on how to deal with transgender. I'm like, you made us sit through a 3-hour training to tell us basically to accept somebody for who they are.
It's crazy. They gotta train us how to be a good person. Bro.
I'm like, and this is what made me mad, because after they, I think President Trump said something about he won't go lie to me. I said, oh, no, you gonna lie to me, because you just made me sit through that 3-hour fucking training. No, their ass is coming in. They coming in. My only issue with that whole thing when the Navy did that is they talking about they would pay for your... No, if somebody want to do that, make them pay out of pocket. The Navy already hurting for funds as it is, every budget crunch. Why you gonna do that?
Bro, it's crazy. Bro, you know the Navy, bro. We got sailors taking their own life. We have on one ship. One ship,
the USS was it George Bush?
George W. Bush. W.
Four in 1 week.
Bro, but they worried about no shave chits.
A chit is a note, it's basically like a parent's, like a note your mom used to give your teacher. So no shave chit is basically, it's saying, hey, you can't shave because it for medical reasons. Mainly black guys get this because, as you know, our chit grow curly and fuck up our hair.
Yeah.
But they've gotten rid of that.
At one point, it's like, damn, like, that's really what y'all are worried about. Like, We got sailors taking their life. The retention rate in the Navy low as hell. Speaking of that, you know you can get 10 bands to come in as an undesignated senior, as a deck seaman. They give you 10 bands to come in now. That's how desperate
they was giving. They was getting 40. They were giving people 40,000 at one point. I had a friend of mine who told me, he's a recruiter. My friend Pace, FC1 Pace, my boy Gary. He said he's a recruit out of Vegas. He told me, he said, man, you want to understand how hard it is? I said, bro, who the fuck would want to give up their freedom to not be able to go home when they want to do bullshit, stupid-ass duty?
Bro.
When they don't have to. I said, shit, I mean, the economy picked back up. I said, I told him, that's the only reason I'm in the Navy. Because the economy was in the shitter. I needed a job.
It's on its way back down. But I don't want to get political on this motherfucker. Y'all boy done got enough. But I digress. But anyway...
You know what I'm saying? I don't.
We got everything going wrong in the Navy, and they worried about no shade shit.
Need to do something about them punk ass uniform, them Popeye uniform, and them Cracker Jack looking uniform. Time I walk by a Marine in his uniform, I be like, man, I don't even want to be. I look like I'm finna be in a gay 1950s musical. It's a lovely day in the Navy. This bitch will be twirling in my dress blue, my white Dixie cup hat on. Just, it's a wonderful day in the Navy. Like.
They just slim the pants up, bro. Them big ass pants, bro.
No, just give me a blazer with a tie and a hat and a hat kind of like what Colonel Bison had on Street Fighter. They call them combination cover for those y'all don't know. That's like the hat that Colonel Bison had on Street Fighter if you play Street Fighter, like the
combo cover.
That's called a combination cover, like with the Chiefs and the officers wear. That's combination cover.
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all know. He hates the Navy, but he's literally the best sailor.
You know what a combination cover is?
I had no clue until just now.
What have you been calling them covers that the officers and the chiefs been wearing? They taught us what them was in boot camp. What boot camp did you see? This was my issue started with the Navy, because boot camp was shitty when I went through. I'm like, you cannot sit here and tell me folding clothes and sweeping and mopping for 8 weeks is what it takes to become a fighting member of the United States Naval Service. This is bullshit. And they taught us what a combination cover was in boot camp. What were they doing with you in boot camp?
I was at the pool too,
but I picked up on it. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Boot camp in the pool, hey man, I used to milk that shit before you get out of so many damn inspections going to the pool every day. But I did one uniform inspection.
Bro, that's what they call combination covers?
They call combination covers. I didn't know what they was called by. I used to call them military.
Because you can wear them with any combination uniform.
I have no idea why that shit's called combination.
I ain't gonna lie. Them big ass, bro, that shit ugly, bro.
It's better than them Dixie cups, I'm sorry. That Dixie cup just fucking
that shit,
look.
That shit hard on
that
me.
Fucking looks stupid.
My hair come out of side. That shit.
No, that shit looks stupid.
I be thugging my shit. If we had the Johnny Cash with the Dixie
cup. Oh, no, cup, I ain't gonna lie. We had the Johnny Cash back. That was an all black uniform they used to have, man. Basically like a cop uniform, but it was sharp. I don't give a damn. I would fight, but that had to be the year-round uniform. I just burn up in the summertime. They'd be like, man, it'd be hot when I get it. Well, crack your motherfucking window. I would come to work every day in my Johnny Cash.
And what are the old the uniforms that you said? The one that David Goggins had on in the joint.
Talk about the old camouflage.
Yeah.
BDUs.
We need to bring
them army fatigues. That army fatigues real called BDUs. Man, I ain't gonna.
Them tough, bro.
You can do the good thing about that, man. You can have that on, man. Have you some jeans or something in the car. You can leave work, go straight to the club, man. Just put.
I'm not gonna take it that far. But you know.
Yeah, you a black tee on, man. Yeah, you some Ray-Ban, then people be like, shit, man, I ain't even got, I'm gonna beat y'all down there. You some J's, black
like,
jeans.
You look like Jadakiss, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hey, sometimes you gotta get through the club. I don't know if you know this, but it be some time, like, if you don't get off work and get out there in San Diego soon enough, because club closed at 1 o'clock. Last call in San Diego, California is 1 o'clock in the morning.
You supposed to be home anyway.
Well, no, you're supposed to be home if you're married or if you got babies. I unfortunately had neither. I was out there trying to meet somebody's wife or somebody's daughter or somebody's girlfriend.
Respect.
And you got your
ace covered too, I see.
Man, we not finna get into no military uniform, man.
I'm gonna let y'all know. My man McCorvey hates the military, bro. But he's the best sailor. His uniform squared away.
No, it's not. I got mustard and ketchup stain on my uniform right now.
He be saluting. He know every instruction.
No, I do not know every instruction.
He knows all the military history.
I like history. I minored in history,
bro,
in college.
You're going to be the next CNO, bro.
Anyway, kiss my ass.
You're going to be the next CNO.
The reason, and like, you get mad because you talking about the I knew about Mobile Bay, that battle Mobile Bay, that was with the damn torpedoes full speed ahead. The reason I knew that, because I learned that in college when I was going to USA in Mobile, University of Alabama in Mobile. And my professor, who was our modern warfare professor, but who couldn't stop talking about his time in Vietnam. Man, I mean, it was Civil War. History of Civil War is like, yeah, so 1969, I was in the name. How the fuck does this have to tell me about the Union troops at Vicksburg?
Bro, you love the Navy, bro.
No, I do not.
You know everything about the Navy.
I like history, bro.
You love Navy.
I like history.
You love Navy.
I joined the Navy, baby, because I was trying to go to San Diego, and I wanted to go party with some women in Thailand and Hawaii and... in Australia. Didn't get to go to Australia. I did go to Thailand. God damn, I love Thailand. Lost my mind and my money in Thailand. I ain't ashamed about either one. Hawaii, I like them little hula girls. That ain't something they expand on here. Them hips get moving.
Look, I want all y'all to remember this in 10 years. I want everybody to remember this convo in 10 years.
Well, they gonna remember. It's gonna still be out there recording it, jackass.
And you gonna be goddamn... seeing anyway, yeah, I remember when he was talking about this on the podcast. Now he's a monk.
I don't give a damn who you are. You ain't finna move up from this to admiral in 10 years. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. You can save the president's life, but people like, you still ain't put your time in as a lieutenant.
Damn. You know, back in the day you would get a commission just off doing something.
Yeah, it was called Battlefield Commission. Called the Battlefield Commission.
Mike Thornton, he Medal of Honor recipient.
See, you talk about that, you know more about this shit than I do.
No, I don't.
Who the hell is Mike Thornton? I don't know who Mike Thornton is. No offense to the man, but I don't know you.
Bro, that's, we'll talk about that offline.
Yeah, I don't know you.
You do know. All right, so yesterday, the Warriors and the Lakers had a preseason game, so the NBA isn't back, but, you know, the preseason started, and...
What happened to them? What happened to them Golden State Warriors? What did Lakers do to them Golden State Warriors? What my man say on Drumline? Spanking that ass.
I mean, it's still preseason, but the starters played a significant amount, and the Lakers won by 20.
Spanking that ass.
And then
they missing Klay.
They're missing Klay, and that's all they missing.
And the bitch is gone. So
no, and then the Lakers tweeted out, and it was like,
you know who the bitch is. We all know who the bitch is, man.
Talking about KD, and then the Lakers. Yep. And then the Lakers tweeted out, this is your warning at the NBA. They basically said, like, they put the league on notice.
Okay, well, you know, last time the Lakers was supposed to run the tables on everybody. Remember, that was the 03-04 season when they had Karl Malone, GP, and all that whole loaded ass squad. What ended up happening to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Detroit said, like, that old song needs to be playing the club. Oh, sit down.
Yeah, I think the NBA is going back to, well, not going back to that time, but there's more parity in the NBA. Like,
yeah,
I'm waiting for what I'm hoping the Western Conference Finals is Clippers Lakers. Like, that's at least four games in the same building, split fans. Like, LA is a Lakers town.
LA going to all be a Lakers town. The Clippers just got hot.
Yeah.
I knew the Clippers was going to come up when Jerry West said he was going to work in their front office. Yeah. You made the Lakers what they are. Yeah. And the man that made the Lakers what they are said, all right, I'm out. No, when I saw Jack Nicholson going to Clippers games, I'm like, oh, yeah, tired of shit. When Jack Nicholson, who for those of y'all who too young don't know really about Jack Nicholson, Jack Nicholson has been known to have season ticket courtside seat to the Lakers game for shit. Probably back farther than I've been alive.
Probably in the Mikan days. George Mikan.
No, he wasn't. Because they still was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, fool.
Probably Jerry West, Elgin Baylor days, though.
No, he wasn't that big of an actor at that time.
Bro, you never know, bro.
No, I do know because I watched Jack Nicholson movies. Jack Nicholson become a staple in Hollywood to, like, the 70s when he did The Shining. Here's Johnny. They were gone by that time.
All right, cool.
They were gone. This is 72, I mean. But even then, he wasn't making that much money.
Yeah.
He wasn't making that much money. No, but at least since the 80s. I can say since the 80s. Jack Nicholson has had courtside seat. But when I saw him, like I said, when I saw him sitting at the Clipper game, if Jack Nicholson at the Clipper game, you can hang there. Because Jack Nicholson, actually, when he shoots movies, it's in his contract that the movies cannot conflict with the Lakers' schedule.
That's a super fan.
And God forbid if they... I don't know if you remember. You probably was young. Remember when the Lakers were playing for the finals and they had a bad call. Jack Nicholson actually jumped up to try to go out there and they had to tell, hey, you need to get the fuck back, Jack.
I can imagine. I mean, him and Spike are probably the biggest NBA super fans. him and Spike Lee. Neither one of them ain't had shit to cheer for recently.
Spike ain't had nothing to cheer for the clip. I mean, for the Knicks. Knicks has, good God, since Hush was, like my uncle says, since Hush was a pup.
Bro, the Knicks ain't been nice. They had a little run with Melo, but they wasn't no real contenders in the East.
No, I think the Knicks are not. They just really just trying to go for market, trying to go for marketing shit. That's all they. But you gotta remember, they in New York City. And isn't Madison Square Garden in that in Times Square, close to Times Square?
Yeah.
So you gotta remember, New York is marketing mecca, marketing media mecca of the world.
You gotta start winning, bro. Fuck that shit.
Like, look here.
Fuck that shit. You need to win. You get, that's fine. Them motherfuckers ain't winning no ball game.
Yeah, but
you dig?
Who is even on the I keep wanting to call them Clippers. Well, they damn near the Clippers now. They the Clippers of the, they what the Clippers used to be back in the day. They the Clippers of the NBA now.
Who on the Knicks?
Yeah. Exactly.
Julius Randle.
And
Dennis Smith Jr. No, nobody of substance.
Really. That's what I'm saying.
They got some young, decent talent.
But in their defense, they young. But hey, they young. They making a lot of money in New York City.
Yeah.
So have a ball, baby. Just like with, just like with the Miami Dolphins. They ain't shit. But you're in Miami.
You're in Miami,
you're getting that check, and you're out there with every beautiful fucking woman of every nationality. Have a ball, baby, pun intended.
But if you don't win no ball games, you're not going to be there for that much longer.
Fuck that. You only young one time in your life, baby. I don't give a damn about that. So one of my friends, I got a friend, he's actually a Miami Dolphins fan. I said, you proud of that?
Nah, but speaking of California, you know that Gavin Newsom, that the governor of California or whatever, I think his name is Gavin Newsom, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
You know, he signed that bill that college athletes in California, you got to pay them to use their likeness. And things like that. So that's going to be, that's crazy. That sounds
good for them, and that's good, but I think they're going to put a tax on that because California loves to tax the shit out of everything. I think we mentioned this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you said.
They're going to tax. Let me tell you something. Anything that get passed, the pay people in California, you bet your bottom, you bet your sweet ass is going to be a tax.
Just for an example, like Teddy Bridgewater, he's a quarterback for the New Orleans Saints or whatever. Yeah. Back in at Louisville, they sold T-shirts of a teddy bear with his jersey on it. Mm-hmm. They sold out like that.
He couldn't get nothing off of it.
He didn't see a dime.
And shout out to Teddy Bridgewater who you know, proven his worth the Saints.
He ain't lost.
Yeah, he ain't keeping the Saints undefeated on the center for the Saints. Good shit. I like to see I hope he just don't go the way Aaron Brooks, the way Aaron Brooks was. He started off nice, but then that last, God damn. Like, remember that time he fell down and nobody was around him?
Bro, they were the Aints back then, boy. Him and Joe Horn was nice, though, and Deuce McAllister, it was nice.
Oh, boy, you don't know what it was like, boy. I used to see them jokers when my dad, because my dad got season tickets, to be in the dome and actually see them in person.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We've covered this before, but I think the NCAA is the biggest pimps.
Oh, they are the biggest, hey, baby.
Biggest criminals.
Hey, man, they like, I mean, we talking about pimps, we talking about 70s Dolomite, like, hey, motherfucker, get out there, score them touchdowns, make me my money, you dig? Baby, I got to go and get this bread up out you.
Yeah, and now other states are starting to fall in line, South Carolina, Florida, and you know, Clemson, one of the biggest schools ever. Florida, you got Miami, Florida State, Florida, who they might not be on top right now, but they're always going to be college football
powerhouse. I don't know what a Florida State Seminoles football program is. I don't. What is that?
At the end of the day, they're always going to get big name athletes just off the strength, and they're always going to be big. And then California is California.
Oh, yeah. California is that's his selling point. It's California.
So they're going to have to figure out something because it's, especially in football. Basketball, y'all can do what y'all want to do and not pay these players.
Why they can't get nothing? They put money. They generate money for the schools too.
Yeah, but basketball players, the players overseas now playing. The top two players in this year's NBA draft both play in Australia.
Who is that?
LaMelo Ball and RJ.
That motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Well, not the second guy. I'm talking about LaMelo Ball. He ain't going no goddamn well. He gonna go the way of his brother.
What do you think? What do you mean?
He's going to be a bust.
His brother ain't no bust.
Shit.
He's in year three.
He a bust.
You can't determine somebody a bust in year three if he's still in the league.
That don't mean nothing. Hey, fucking Jason Collins was in the league for all them years. You know, his biggest thing was coming out gay. That was his biggest achievement.
I don't think he was ever touted to be the second coming.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even know
who the hell the motherfucker was. He said, I'm gay. Like, I'm gay. Who was it? Oh, Jason Collins. Who the fuck is a Jason Collins?
Like, who the fuck is that? I had no clue. I think he's like a player development coach for somebody now. Mm-hmm.
Should have developed his playing skills. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Basketball is starting to go the way of people going overseas and getting money now. Like, the NCAA is about to become real obsolete, real fast.
Nah, they ain't gonna never become obsolete. They gonna have to have some kind of governing body for college programs, yeah, bro. They can't just do away with it.
As far as basketball, the top players are gonna they're going to college less and less.
But no, it's gonna still.
Football's the only thing.
No, I hate to say it, and I really hate to, I don't encourage it, but they gonna still get some kids out there who parents are not business savvy, and get them to sign and go to college, and they gonna make their money off. It's gonna always be somebody who's young and hungry. And you go, oh, we can give you a free education and da da da. They gonna always find somebody like, cause everybody ain't got no dude back there that's like, so you make all this. So how much money do you get off of tickets, coach? How much you got? So my son got a struggle and get noodles, but you got a $200,000 car and a $400,000-$500,000 house.
And then
your salary is $300,000. I mean, like $1.5 million a year.
Some of your parents, go overseas and play for a year. Cause like, if you're gonna make it, you're gonna make it. Like, if you're talented, you're gonna be talented. So, whether or not you playing in Latvia for a year before you go to college, or the NCAA before you go to the NBA, excuse me. If you lock to be the number one pick, you're gonna be the number one.
Where is Latvia?
In Europe.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that like a Slavic?
Shouldn't be. That's just the first country I can think of. But as I'm saying, the NCAA, as far as basketball is concerned, is about to become. You can get drafted out of high school in baseball, right? Only thing that you really need to go to college for is football. It ain't no high school football players that can jump straight to NFL.
I wouldn't let my son do that anyway. I ain't gonna let you go playing with kids and playing with men. I'm some grown men. All them type A.
Nah, but them.
All them type A.
They need to start paying these college athletes, bro.
You know what?
Some kind of stipend.
Yeah, you talking about them making it. You know, that's a goal of mine now that I'm 30, is to marry a woman who got a son that's real talented to be his stepdaddy when he become a multi-million-dollar athlete. That's my goal. That's a goal of mine.
Why don't you just, you could also have a son. You could have a son.
Whichever one come first, shit. I'm not against it. But at age 30, right now, majority of my dating pool got kids.
That's just the pool you opening yourself up to, Pete.
I can't date nobody younger than me, bro. You know that. You already know. Everybody already tell me I act like I'm 50. What me and a 20-something-year-old girl gonna talk about? I'm not gonna want to hear the baby album over and over again. I'm gonna want to turn some Jodeci or something on.
Bro, that's when you put her on to what you like. You know what I'm saying? You have an open mind, baby. You closing yourself up, baby.
I ain't closing myself up, man. I ain't gonna want to sit there and watch.
You're limiting. Putting a limit.
I'm not putting no limit. I just know what I go for. A lot of young women, they like the flashiness and all that. I'm like Ace Boogie, baby. I'm in the background. I just go to the club, say who I gotta say hey to. That ain't my thing. You know the young girl go for the flash and the bang and all that. And the hoo-ha and all that.
You might find you something young that ain't into that. You never know.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is you never know.
And then my problem, I made my mistake. I probably ain't gonna want, cause I'm attracted to hot girls. I am attracted to hot girls. And that's something I'm working on.
I need a hot girl.
I like ain't shit women. I do enjoy ain't shit women.
You enjoy their come, or you enjoy what they got going on?
I don't know. I think it's kind of like how some chicks are like, they're attracted to the drama. I think that's a trigger for me. I'm starting to work on it. My friend Michael Johnson, he told me, he said, like that damn ratchet shit. He said, that ratchet shit excites you.
Yeah,
I like it. Then when I see it and I know it's...
Speaking of ratchet shit, it's college homecoming season.
Oh, speaking of college homecoming, hey man, shout out to my cousin, Gabrielle.
That's your cousin? You can't remember her name.
You wouldn't let me know. I had a brain
for your damn cousin.
I call her Snook. Shout out to Gabrielle Wells, aka Snook. She
That's probably not even her name. You just made
Snooki is her, what we call her.
Gabriella Wells probably ain't even her name.
That is her motherfucker. You want to debate her father on it? Because you can get online and debate him, he going to tear your ass apart.
So that's her actual name.
Gabriella, her name, her dad's name is Gabriel, bro. Yeah, like,
it sounded like you just made that up. That
no, Gabriella Wells. Go look up.
You were like, Gabriella.
No, because I had, because I'm about to say Lewis. Because our family's Lewis. I remember, oh, Shane. Chandler Lewis.
Anyway,
that's why I had to stop.
Shout out to Gabriella Wells, man.
Snook. My cousin Snook. You got me fucking.
How old is she, bro?
None of your motherfucking.
She too old to be named Snook.
Bro. No, we just. That's our Snook. That ain't your Snook. That's my. You call her Miss Wells. We
bro,
call her Snook.
You not. Bro.
We call her Snook. You ain't got that right.
I'm not.
You ain't got the right.
I don't want to. She too old.
You got damn right.
She in college or old miss.
That's still going to be my Snook. You understand me?
Yeah,
still going to be my Snook. But not. Anyway, my cousin Snook.
Anyway.
She got some legislation passed at University of Mississippi, better known as Ole Miss, so they can finally start having a homecoming king. So shout out to, she's a senior now, shout out to my cousin Snook, but doing big things, which is a shocker to me. I thought they always had homecoming kings.
I don't think I ever heard of that.
I don't know.
College?
I don't know. I was drunk at all the homecoming games. Hell, one year I didn't even make it to homecoming. I got drunk at the party at the Pikes through the night before. Slay. You ever party? Hey, you ever party? Hey, for my black listeners who went to HBCU, they don't know about this. I'm sorry, but for my people who went to white college, everybody know you go to the Pike House, boy.
What?
Man, I walked into the Pike House the day before the homecoming game. I don't know who I knew how I got in the Pike House. We was in the Pike House.
You probably didn't have to know anybody. They probably.
No, we got in there. The guy was like, you got something to drink? I was like, no. He said, here you go. He passed me a whole bottle of Grey Goose. And I took a sip and gave him. He said, no, that's yours, bro.
Bro.
I'm like, what? Then he said, then there was some other people had some weed. I went over there with them. And then they passed me and said, no, that's your blunt, bro. And then they came, they said, we got blow in the back. Okay, that's the line. I don't know.
And that's where I draw.
That's why I draw the line. I was like, where the women at? Where the women at?
Bro.
Couldn't find a nigga women. I know they was in there somewhere, but I was too, by the time I finished drinking, because I consumed copious amounts of alcohol, I wasn't worth a damn. So they probably had women up in there butt booted naked. I just couldn't.
Pikes know how to party, bro.
Yes.
Damn.
But no, I do want to go to, but can't, you still can't get that thing. Like at a black homecoming, man. The band come down there. The band be coming down there. Boy, swag will be on 1,000.
I'm stationed in Florida. I might have to go peep FAMU homecoming.
You gonna have to.
Or
please don't say Edward Waters College, cause that,
I don't know where the hell that's at.
That's off. That's like over there on US-1, right off.
What's the FAMU versus Southern, right? That's the battle of the bands, the big band joint, ain't it?
No, they got a bunch of battle of the bands. And I think what you thinking of, you thinking of Southern versus Grambling, that's in New Orleans, that's the Bayou Classic.
No. It's FAMU versus somebody. It's like
they got a bunch of battle bands. Sometimes a bunch of colleges come like FAM, Southern.
I think it's FAMU versus Bethune-Cookman, I wanna say.
It's a classic, because you know they got classic. That's not a battle of bands, it's a classic. They just got fifth quarter, and fifth quarter is when they bands go gun for gun with each other.
See, that's what I want to see. That's where I need to be at.
You ain't never seen one of them?
Nah.
You ain't never seen the HBCU? You never go to Tennessee State or nothing?
They were playing against, like, Southern Illinois and shit.
Oh, I thought Tennessee, they was in.
No, Tennessee's, it's a HBCU, but it's not in a conference with other.
Now, you know a homecoming I want to go to because everybody is wanting me. I want to go to Howard's homecoming. My sister stays in D.C. and she's an alumni of Howard.
Salute.
So I've told, because I went up there, my sister graduated back in 2009 from Howard. Nigga.
Halftime is game time.
No, that was graduation, bro. They have every flavor. Every sister you can imagine from everywhere around the world.
What you gonna do? Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Well, I didn't go to Howard.
You on barbecue or mildew? Your sister live in D.C. You got somewhere to stay.
I did last time I went to visit my sister. I barbecued.
You know what?
Hey, I barbecued somebody.
Hey. For our listeners, right? Pete Lee, this motherfucking 25-8. He can go right up to Howard. He can go right up there. Go see his family. Go see his
But son. It's not going to be home.
It might not be home.
Howard don't jump all the time.
They still attend school, though.
Huh?
Hey, y'all, he making excuses now.
No, because I want the woman to graduate. Because this thing, I found it was a culture shock when I went from visiting my sister when I was stationed in California. When I went out there to go visit her house in California, I'm used to just women like, oh, how many tattoos you got? Oh, what, you got a six pack? Oh, okay. Man, I was talking to some little chick in the club in D.C. Me and my sister went to go listen to some music. I'm talking to a girl like, oh, okay. She's like, what you doing? I'm visiting my sister. Like, oh, okay. She's like, what you do for a living? I was like, I'm in the Navy. She's like, oh, really? Shit, that motherfucker turned the chair. Oh, you in the Navy? Okay, how you doing? How long you going to be stationed? I mean, see, how long you going to be on leave for? Like, my sister, I was like, what that is? My sister said, this ain't like California. You women don't give a damn how cute you are. I said, the first thing you know, where you work at?
What kind of job you got?
What kind of job? What kind of benefits is coming with that job? D.C., I love D.C. They call it Chocolate City for a reason. There's so many beautiful black women there. God damn!
What Lieutenant Dan say?
No, that ain't a goddamn bless America. That's a god.
Every time I hear you say that, bro, I just think of Lieutenant Dan in my head.
They going down in that wheelchair, but nah, that ain't a goddamn bless. That's God bless America. Goddamn bless America is when something stupid happened. Goddamn bless America. Like, this shit that's going on with all the Navy and all this policy, goddamn bless America.
Bro, it's crazy, bro. I'm really interested in knowing how my beard is going to maintain fleet readiness.
Nice.
Nah, but they want us to get treated for it. And I don't want to hear nothing from my chain of command. Yeah, I need my no shave. I need my beard treatment. I can't have no shave yet. I want to go to medical. I want to go get
my treatment. Know the thing about the whole this thing is, you know, the Navy means people got to actually put forth work to do something. And as we know, that the Navy, people in the Navy, they don't like to put forth work to do shit.
So
niggas still gonna be milking them no shave shit.
This gonna last 36 months at the most.
Yeah. You remember that time they tried to, you weren't in the Navy yet, but it was one point in time they tried to get rid of rates, like how your gunners make second class. It was no gunners make second class. You just be PO2, Petty Officer Second Class, Reed. I'd been Petty Officer Second Class, McCarvey. And somebody brought up a good point. They said, that sounds good in theory, but let's say we're on an aircraft carrier and you call for a Petty Officer Second Class Johnson. You know how many fucking Petty Officer Second Class Johnson you got on the aircraft carrier? Yeah, see, this bitch carries 5,000-6,000 people.
The Navy, they got a whole bunch of... It sounds like Big Navy got a whole bunch of ideas.
You know, it's a bunch of... Sort of a bunch of kids in kindergarten. But you gonna trust them with your safety?
The Good Idea Fairy is...
They need a lot. I wish my grandma was alive. My grandma could really look at them. Oh, we can just do this instead of worrying about the budget. We can just make this a great idea to make them not have no shave chips. Honey, hush that damn food talk. Just sit down. Sit down somewhere and win a war. Sit down and win a war. Just sit down. Just hush it. Shit. Get over here. Like, my grandma, don't you bash me in front of Rush. You know, your grandma will tell you somewhere. Don't you bash me in front of these white folks. Like, now you better go over there. Don't you bash me in front of Rush.
Bro. And I'm telling you, bro. Cause me personally, I'm gonna go get my treatments. Nope, I want my IA. I'm gonna be in medical every week, and hopefully people start to think like me or whatever. Go medical. Go do the right thing. Go get your treatments. It'll last 3 years at the top. They're gonna be like, damn, we spending all this money on laser treatments and getting these people the right medicine and shit like that. Man, look.
No, because
it's going
to
be more
work. It's
going
to have to be work and money.
It's work and money.
And that's two things the Navy don't like to do. They don't like to work, and they don't like to spend money.
And it don't cause nothing to just write it, hey, don't shave for 3 months. It don't cause nothing to do that. Mm-hmm. You know how much it costs to have treatment for all these sailors with these issues? And you got to keep going. You got to keep doing it every so often. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's like my daddy said. They know everything, though. They know, but can anybody tell them that? Because they know everything.
Man, look.
And I don't see. I don't want to be ahead of this shit. He's talking about I'm gonna be the head brass in the Navy. I don't want to be ahead of this shit.
They need all my, like I always said that about politics. Like, you got people, you got the elite 1% making decisions for the majority of people, for the average man.
Baby, I didn't accomplish everything I needed to do in the Navy. I didn't got to live in San Diego. And I got to...
Yeah, we know.
No, I've got to go see Hawaii and Thailand. I wanted to go to Australia and Hong Kong, but they didn't see that work. So I didn't do what I wanted to do. I joined the Navy to do what I wanted to do. I can go home now.
You can go home?
I'm done.
I think I'm going
to call it quits. I mean, you know, in 10 years, I'm going to call it a wrap. You know, baby. Because then some people are like, well, you halfway there at 10, why don't do it? That's like telling a woman who getting beat by her husband, well, he ain't killed you yet. He just gave you a black eye. Go on, tough for that. He ain't killed you yet. I mean, so... So I'm...
Man, it's Look, I'm gonna end with this. You know what Furious Styles told Trey on Boys in the Hood, and that's just not for the Army.
No, that's a fact, boy. My eyes were wide and saucy, like, ooh, nigga, you really gonna say that on?
But anyway, this your boy Big Keep checking out, baby. And stay cool, be calm, and get paid. Get your money, baby.
Bye, motherfuckers.
And that's some fool talk for that ass.
Don't steal my damn saying.
The saying, then.
No, you took my glory. I don't want. Bye, y'all.